A word for you from Micah, chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. At the end of this very important book, although it was written by what we call a minor prophet, he didn't speak minor words, because this is where God majors, in forgiving sin. And God invites comparison. He says, and through Micah, asks for us to compare him to the gods that are actually, as Paul says, no gods. And so, in the Song of Moses, we find in Exodus chapter 15, exactly the same words. Who is a God like you among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders, etc.? Have you ever compared God to your own gods, your own idols that you have set up? In fact, God is incomparable. But this is the point where he is incomparable. He alone forgives iniquity. He passes over our transgression. Now, that doesn't mean that God just closes an eye to sin. Even though for us he passes over, in fact, God dealt with sin, and God still deals with sin. And we can see how radical God was when he dealt with sin and the punishment for sin at Calvary. It cost him the life of his only begotten Son. That is how important sin is to him. He is righteous and just. So, though he loves us, God's character is also righteous, and sin must be paid for the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. And it cost indeed, it cost the life of the Son of God. And so, God's people, right throughout Micah until this verse, God is lamenting the terrible sins of his own people. They were, in that time of Micah, living in opposition to God, exploiting the poor, gossiping. They were greedy. The judges were taking bribes. There was cheating, etc. But at the end, this voice of hope, this glorious ending of the book, where we are invited to look at God himself, not just looking at our own sins, but look at him who can forgive sin. Agesim buge lo ogwazuguti atetelele zono. Let us behold him and turn away therefore from our sinful ways.